UN chief demands immediate global ceasefire. And $2 billion to help fight coronavirus. By Simon Kent on March 24, 2020. The United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres on Monday demanded the world end all wars and instead join the fight against the common enemy of coronavirus. He also called for $2 billion to be transferred from wealthy countries to the poor via the globalist body as a first step in tackling the global pandemic. "It is time to put armed conflict on lockdown and focus together on the true fight of our lives," Guterres said. "The virus does not care about nationality or ethnicity, faction or faith. It attacks all, relentlessly." Meanwhile, armed conflict rages on around the world, Guterres said, adding that health networks in war-ravaged countries have collapsed and now is the time for talk, not hostilities. Guterres later used a digital news conference to flesh out his plans for global funds to be sent to the poorest countries on the planet. "The package needs to make households be afloat, make businesses be afloat, keep societies being afloat," Guterres said. "This will require a double digit of GDP, gross domestic product, support in the developed world and creating the conditions through the IMF, International Monetary Fund, through the swaps among central banks, through the creation of new facilities," he said. "We need a much stronger coordination," said Guterres, adding he had written to the world's 20 largest economies, G20, and would join their virtual meeting later this week. "Coordination in making sure that not only the developed countries can respond effectively to the disease, but that there is massive support to the developing world not to let the disease spread like wildfire," he said. Guterres will launch his special one-off $2 billion humanitarian appeal on Wednesday. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.